Now to a new report from the Union of Concerned Scientists that finds wetlands in the upper Midwest provide billions of dollars in flood mitigation to homes.
The researchers say the next U.S. Farm Bill is a turning point for protecting wetlands and that industrial agriculture is causing what they call devastating damage to these ecosystems.
Here to talk us through the findings is Stacy Woods, Research Director for the Food and Environment Program at the Union of Concerned Scientists and author of the report Wetlands in Peril. Stacy, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Your report says Wisconsin is home to more than 6 million acres of wetlands. Can you explain the work these wetlands do?
Sure. So wetlands provide so many benefits to all of us. They can help with climate change because wetland trees and plants and soil can trap and store carbon that would otherwise be released into the atmosphere and trap heat, which would contribute, of course, to global warming. In fact, wetlands store 30% of the world's soil stored carbon, which is especially impressive if you consider that wetlands only cover about 6% of Earth's surface. So wetlands also help prevent floods. And this is because the soil and wetlands can act like a sponge and really soak up a lot of water. And the plants and trees in wetlands can create friction and slow rushing waters. So communities really benefit from this natural flood barrier of healthy, intact wetlands nearby.
And you put a dollar amount on the value of wetlands. How much money do we save on flood damage because of the presence of these ecosystems?
So in the upper Midwest, there are 30 million acres of wetlands. And these wetlands provide nearly $23 billion in residential flood mitigation benefits. And that is every year. So over time, that means that these wetlands could prevent between $300 and $750 billion in flood damages. And that's just one benefit in one region. Recently, the Fish and Wildlife Service estimated that wetlands across the United States provide $7 trillion in benefits. And that includes to fishing, to recreation, to water quality, and of course, to flood control.
And the pace of the loss of wetlands is accelerating, you said, over two decades recently. What are the wetlands being replaced with?
Sure. So wetlands face a lot of challenges. We've seen we've lost wetlands to industrial agriculture, which can drain wetlands to convert them to cropland. Industrial agriculture can also dump so much pesticide and fertilizer on the fields, and that can run off of the fields and into our waterways and damage wetlands that way. Other polluting industries like development also can cause damage to wetlands.
How can Wisconsin communities balance that, the need to support farms and to do the farming industry, but also be a good steward to wetlands? How do you strike that balance?
Sure. So I just want to start by saying that there are over 6 million acres of incredible non-tidal wetlands in Wisconsin, including one of the largest intact freshwater wetlands in the entire United States. Wisconsin wetlands provide homes and habitats for so many rare and endangered plants and animals, including migrating birds and local birds. And the good news is that unlike other states in the upper Midwest, like Nebraska, Iowa, and the Dakotas, wetlands in Wisconsin enjoy state protections. And this is incredibly important because these wetlands provide $4.5 billion in flood mitigation value each year in Wisconsin. Of course, Wisconsin has had, you know, some terrible floods recently, like the floods last July that caused states of emergency in four counties. Mm-hmm. But as bad as those floods were, it could have been so much worse without those wetlands to help slow and soak up all that water. And with climate change bringing more heavy rain events, Wisconsin communities will be relying even more on their nearby wetlands to help reduce flooding damage, which is why those policies, like the state policies, are so important. But since agriculture is one of the leading industries that harms wetlands, industrial agriculture especially, can just drain those wetlands and convert them or pollute them by runoff. That means that the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the USDA, is in a unique position to help restore and protect wetlands. And that's why we really were focusing on what the Food and Farm Bill can do. And we were particularly interested in the conservation programs of the Food and Farm Bill. This includes the Farmable Wetlands Program of the Conservation Reserve Program that pays farmers to restore wetlands on their land. And there's also other conservation programs like the Conservation Stewardship Program that helps farmers use soil-friendly farming techniques like cover crops. And this is important because healthy soil on farms is good for plants. It's good for our food. And healthy soil also acts like a sponge, so it can soak up some of those pesticides, some of those fertilizer, which keeps it from being wasted and running off. And so that's how I think we strike that balance, is recognizing how these conservation programs help farmers, help produce good food, and also help our wetlands.
As we wrap up here, looking in your crystal ball, passage of a new farm bill has already been delayed for over a year with contentious issues like climate change on the table. Do you think a farm bill that protects wetlands will be possible?
I'll tell you, you know, the Farm Bill is supposed to be passed every 5 years, but we're still waiting on Congress to finalize the Farm Bill. So this is a great opportunity for folks to call their congressional representatives and urge them to pass a Farm Bill that includes strong conservation programs to help protect and restore wetlands. Because I think this is a bipartisan issue. Wetlands help prevent flooding. And no matter who you voted for in the last election, no one wants their home to flood.
Stacy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Stacy Woods is Research Director for the Food and Environment Program at the Union of Concerned Scientists, talking with us about her recent report called Wetlands in Peril and how industrial agriculture is a main contributor to the decline of wetlands in the Upper Midwest.